Pop Health Podcast is a public service of 24-Hour Home Care.
Pop Health Podcast had the privilege of attending the National ACO Bundled Payment and Readmission Summit at Good Samaritan Hospital in Los Angeles, and we were very fortunate to sit down with some of the panelists, many of whom were leading directors of case management in the Southern California area. Let's go ahead and listen to some of the best words of advice and best practices from these experts.
So we're very fortunate to have Marcia Colon from UCLA Health System as a panelist today. She's the director of case management. It's been there for about 8 years. Is that right, Marcia?
That's correct.
What are you hoping to learn or take away from the event today?
Well, what I'm most excited about is all the information on the bundled care that's coming out in 2016 with orthopedics, hip and knee. And so I plan to bring back that information to my staff. We have several groups already working on that, in terms of what needs to be done from a post-acute care approach, and okay. So this is timely information.
Awesome, Marcia. And you work with both and oversee the teams at both Santa Monica campus and Ronald Reagan,
is that correct?
Okay, good. And so Marcia's going to be on a panel a little bit later today. And Marcia, what are you hoping to get across? What type of message about what UCLA is doing today?
I think the most important message is that we're all trying similar things, lots of overlap probably in the hospitals. And what I think is key is that we keep testing and trying. I think Eric Coleman made those points earlier, and it was very helpful to be reminded that you have to test what you want to do and see and measure whether or not it has any lasting effect.
Absolutely, and one of the cool things I like about UCLA is you do have some good resources that allow you to be a little bit innovative and perhaps different than other systems. Is that correct?
We do have resources, even though my staff would tell you we don't have enough.
I believe that. We'll really appreciate it and look forward to learning more today. Thanks, Marcia.
Thanks so much.
You're welcome. So, very fortunate to have Anoma Mulagama with us from Cedars-Sinai Medical Center. Anoma is the Associated Director of Case Management for Cedars, and she's going to be serving on a panel later today. Anoma, can you tell us a little bit about what you're hoping to learn today at the event, and also what you might be sharing a little bit later about Cedars?
Sure. Thank you very much for inviting me, and I am really hoping to... I was listening to Dr. Coleman's speech, and I really, really enjoyed that.
Great.
And I took a lot of things away from his speech.
Okay.
The transitional care program is very, very important for our patients, and I am going to share that with my social work group.
Awesome. And then later today, you'll be on a panel talking a little bit about the work that Cedar is doing. Can you give us a snippet of what you're hoping to get across to the audience today?
Sure. I am going to share with the audience the excellent work the Cedars is doing, the teamwork and the collaboration, and seamless communication.
Seamless communication. I think we can all learn from that. Thanks so much, Anoma, for joining the podcast today, and look forward to learning from you later today.
Okay, thank you very much for inviting again.
You're welcome. I'm very fortunate to have Mary Gardner next to me. Mary is from Providence Health and Services. Mary, can you share with me your role with Providence, what brings you to the event, what you're hoping to learn at the event, and also as a panelist, what you're hoping to share at the event?
Sure. Thank you, and I'm happy to be here. First of all, my role as a regional director is to help create better alignment with our post-acute services within the health system of Providence,
okay.
And also with post-acute providers outside of our network. So alignment.
Okay,
that's
great.
An important goal.
Very good. And what brought you to the event? Was it participating in the panel or?
Participating in the panel, and also I have a great interest in readmissions and improvement in care transitions, and there's a lot of opportunity for improvement and to learn what other providers are doing across the country.
Okay, very good. And Mary, I understand you're relatively new to Providence. Tell me a little bit about your background.
I have been in healthcare for over 30 years, and I recently moved here. I had been in a post-acute role as a vice president in the state of Utah and worked closely with the health systems there.
Okay.
And learned a lot about how to partner and align programs that meet the needs of hospitals that address readmission issues.
Awesome. Well, I'm sure Providence is hoping you can take some of that knowledge and do quite well here in Southern California. Really appreciate you stopping by today and look forward to being on the panel with you a little later, Mary.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. So I'm with Mary Machado from Kaiser Permanente, and Mary's been kind enough to serve as a panelist at the event today. Mary, can you tell us a little bit about the first half of the day and perhaps what you're hoping to share with the audience later today?
It was really exciting to hear the speakers that were here this morning, and I learned a lot. There are things I really want to take back to my organization, things that Dr. Coleman said, as well as the speaker from the home care agency as well.
Okay, great. And Mary, what do you do for Kaiser? What's your role there?
I'm the home health clinical director, and I help provide clinical guidance as well as policies, compliance, that sort of thing for our agencies across Southern California.
Very cool. And you've been there about 17 years, I hear.
That's correct.
Awesome.
Long time.
Cool. And then later today, you'll be serving on the panel. What are you hoping to get across to the audience today?
I think I'd like to give some hints about what Kaiser does and how we tackle some of the things that are going on in the industry at the current time.
Okay, great. Well, we'll look forward to having you on the panel, Mary. And again, thanks so much for participating.
Thank you, Gavin.
You're welcome. So we have Peg Bernardi with us this afternoon, and Peg is the Director of Continuum of Care at White Memorial Medical Center. Did I say that correctly, Peg?
Yes, you did.
Great. Peg, what brings you here to the conference today? What are you hoping to learn and accomplish at the event?
Well, I think like a lot of my colleagues that I'm very interested in driving down our readmission rate, but at the same time, how can we make things better for our patients and their families, hoping to see if there are new tools that we might be able to use or new ways that we can integrate into our program, as well as working with our post-acute providers. And what can we take back to our coalition that we're all working on?
What is this coalition?
It's with HSAG, where they are helping us with obviously data, but bringing a lot of us together to work on particular issues. We've worked on some in the past. I was in a different community at that time, and now we're working on trying to reduce medication errors as well as educating our patients and families to the importance of appropriate medication usage. And it's a big, big piece.
Oh, yeah. And the coalition Peg, speaking of, with the Health Service Advisory Group, she's actually on the steering committee with that coalition. So Peg is quite the learner, I guess you can say. She's always willing to learn. I've seen her a bit over the last few months. So thanks so much for sharing your thoughts, Peg. And we hope you have a very successful conference and learn quite a bit today.
Well, we already have this morning, so this afternoon should be just as productive.
What did you learn this morning, very briefly?
There's just so many things, and I really think that the big thing that we're hearing is there has to be much more patient and family engagement.
Absolutely.
And the way that we interact with them has to change.
Absolutely. Very well said, Peg. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
So I am very happy to have next to me Ms. Kiana Hines. Kiana is the Director of Case Management at Fountain Valley Hospital or Regional. How do you say the full name there, Kiana?
Fountain Valley Regional Medical Center.
Okay, I hear it different ways. So Kiana has been kind enough to join our panel later this afternoon on transitions of care. Kiana, what brings you to the event today and what are you hoping to learn?
Well, what brings me today is I've been asked to do the summit twice, so this will be my third time to talk about my experience in care transitions and what I can do and what we can do as a community to merge the readmission phenomena.
Yeah, and I know at Fountain Valley you've done quite a bit of work and you collaborate quite well with your partners. Tell me a little bit about that briefly.
Very, very much so. We have a community collaborative that we host every month that we require all of our post-acute providers to attend and also participate in submitting statistics to us. This is a nice way for our post-acute providers to get to know each other and how we can best help the community.
Very good, and I'm my guess is you'll be talking a little bit about that today. Is there anything else you plan to share with the audience today?
Just the expertise and how basically to partner with the acute care hospitals so that we can all own the patients.
Yeah.
And therefore, once we've discharged them, we don't just let them go.
Yep.
We actually bond and form partnerships with everyone so we know who to call and basically make it a win-win for everyone involved.
Awesome. Well, I've actually been to one of those meetings, Kiana, and you were very approachable and welcoming and very much appreciate it. So I look forward to learning more today.
Thank you.
You're welcome.